Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How about you start off by just telling us what you've seen from the Patriots on film this week?
Man, they're pretty efficient, man. They do a lot of things to get defenses off balance. And then, like I said, they attack, man. They're attacking style offense. And like I said, they don't hold anything back, man. Tom Brady's an efficient quarterback. And like I said, he's going to get it to the right guy at the right time.
So what has preparing for all this been like for you? I mean, I guess it's probably complicated every week, but is your head maybe spinning a little bit more because of all they've thrown at you?
No, not at all, man. You just got to be sound in what you do and go out and try to execute better than your opponents. That's what you have to try to do every week. And it's nothing different this week than I wouldn't do in the past weeks.
Dustin Keller had some good success against you guys last week, and the Patriots have two good rookie tight ends and Algie Crumpler. What's it like preparing for them, you know, three different type of guys?
Like I said, they got two guys that they can block very well, and then you got a receiver, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they've been making a lot of plays on the offensive side of the ball. Like I said, they've been getting out of the field and scoring touchdowns left and right and making big plays left and right. So like I said, we just got to be sound in our technique and finish plays. I think that's what we didn't do against Dustin Keller, and it allowed them to have a lot of success out on the field. Like I said, we was playing with bad technique, and communication was off, and there was a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, that allowed him to have success out on the field.
Coach Sperano mentioned earlier that you guys made some adjustments and you felt like you did better against him in the second half. Will you carry those, whatever adjustments you made, will you carry that over into this game against Gronkowski and Hernandez?
Definitely. Those two great guys right there. Like I said, they efficient in their offense, and like I said, Tom Brady gives those guys the ball a lot. And like I said, those guys tend to get over them a lot, and he tends to find them. So like I said, we got to be in position and be in place in order to disrupt some of the balls being thrown to him or knock the timing off a little bit.
Have you run into Jonathan Wilhite at all, either if you go back to Auburn, or did you guys know each other? I don't know if you played together or not, but...
No, I don't think I played with Jonathan Wilhite. No. I haven't had an opportunity to play with him.
The last time that you played against the Patriots, it wasn't really a great result. Is that stuck with you going into this week?
No, I kind of left that where it was. You know, that's the year we went to the Super Bowl that year, mm-hmm. I think. And like I said, we left that game there in New England. Like I said, it was a bad outing by our team. We didn't get an opportunity to finish the way it didn't seem like we got a chance to start that game. You know what I'm saying? they put a beating on us pretty bad. And like I said, they taught us a lesson though, and it showed, and it carried over through the playoffs when we had the opportunity. So this year it's a totally different team, totally different. You know what I'm saying, personnel right now, and like I said, I'm just looking forward to this opportunity, to get an opportunity to play against these guys. So after seeing them play so long and seeing some of these guys, like I said, I never had an opportunity to play against Tom Brady. I played against Matt Castle, so I think it'll be fine for me.
You know, a lot of times a defense can take on the personality of, you know, one of its sort of mainstays at linebacker, or, you know, middle linebacker or whatever it is. I know you've only been there a couple of games, but are you seeing some of your personality in this defense, and how would you describe the kind of unit you guys are running?
Right now, our unit is—I think we're tough, we're smart, and we're disciplined. Last Sunday, we didn't have a great out, and we knew that. So, like I said, we've been here working for the last couple of days. We've been getting it in, and guys been putting in extra time. And like I said, I think they're following suit right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm always in. I'm always trying to get the information, always trying to figure out what it is that I can do to make this team better and make the guys around me better. So, like I said, I think the guys starting to catch on and pick up, and the intensity is starting to pick up in practice and in the weight room and in the film room, asking questions, you know, just all around. And like we said, we're just trying to get better as a team and as a unit. And hopefully we can show Monday that we ain't done that.
You don't line up against him directly, but you do see Brandon Marshall in practice every day. What does he bring to this offense? How dangerous is he? He's so big, and he's almost like a tight end, but faster.
Oh, man, he's very dangerous, man. He's very dangerous. And like I said, we're doing a good job of getting the ball right now. Chad Henning and him is trying to build a relationship as the season grows and goes on. And like I said, we're just trying to get better as a team all the way around. The offensive line is doing a great job of protecting and getting the opportunity to get the ball down the field. And Brandon's making plays left and right. Like I said, he's an awesome addition to this team. And like I said, just bringing him in the locker room, I think, has made us 10 times better.
So when you – obviously, anytime you sign new with the team, you make a little bit of a leap, have a little bit of like a leap of faith. Has it been everything you hoped for?
And more. Everything I hoped for and more, man. Like I said, I didn't check the personnel out. I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. Like I said, I didn't have an opportunity to play for Bill Parcells. And on Coach Sperano, it couldn't be a better two, you know what I'm saying, and two guys to play for and represent. And then, like I said, the history of the Miami Dolphins, period. You have to be perfect, man. You got to live up to this perfect atmosphere day in and day out. You know what I'm saying? You guys went, 16-0, 72 Dolphins? You got to live up to that day in and day out. So that's what we're working to. We're just trying to be great in every aspect of the game and on and off the field. And like I said, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into, and it's been everything I expected and more.
Coach Nolan seems like he brings an aggressive style, and he's been there about as long as you have. How are you guys getting along, and do you like that aggressiveness that he brings?
Oh, definitely, man. Definitely. Coach Nolan has a lot of trust in me right now. Like I said, I'm always in his ear, always picking his brain, trying to figure out what he's thinking. And not only what he's thinking, I'm trying to add a little bit of myself to him also to just let him know, Coach, we got your back. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call, we can get it done. And just letting him just having confidence in us to go out and execute his plan. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, last night, we kind of let him down a little bit. And I know that. So we've been here working and grinding, just trying to build his confidence up to he can call anything he want to call and let us go play.
Have you kept track on your former team a little bit? I know you're probably not having the easiest time right about now.
Oh, well, you know, I talk to Adrian on a regular basis, you know, and like I say, he's kind of frustrated over there a little bit, I think, but he's playing hard. He's not going to lay down, and like I say, he's just trying to rally the guys, just like I'm trying to do, rally the troops, man. We gotta play at a whole nother level in order to have success in this league, because it's getting better and better week in and week out. And like I said, guys are around you, man. Your peers are definitely getting better. So you got to work every day in and day out. So like I said, he's got a good head on his shoulder. So he's, like I said, he's trying to lead his team over there also.
All set. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you, Carlos.
All right, thank you.